Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Did Rimmer call you during the show today like he did yesterday?
No, I sent him a text earlier, though, just to let him know about tomorrow, kind of remind him. So he gave me a thumbs up.
For those who missed that yesterday, now again, his segment is Wednesday.
Yeah.
But he decided he had to talk to Ted
during the show.
During the show yesterday to set up the Wednesday thing. Which is a thing we've now been doing for, what, 7 months at this point? Like, this year? And have done for years on end previous to this. But he felt like he had to call in yesterday during the show to set up this very vital meeting on the air. So,
can I tell you something I appreciate about Rimmer?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't do this often, where I talk about how much I appreciate something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm being genuine when I say this. I have never met a man who enjoys to gossip more than Jeff Rimmer.
That's good.
And I appreciate it.
Because,
you know, so many people you meet now, it's like, oh, I'm above talking about other people behind their back. No! I am not above it.
Yeah, I know.
I like talking about people behind their back. And Rimmer and I are the same when it comes to that.
You guys get down on that.
Oh,
you
man.
You enjoy it quite a bit.
We just rip everybody new BHs every single time. That's the one thing we have in common.
Yes, but does it ever, like, do you guys ever walk away from conversations? I guess you must be aware that everyone is then doing that with you.
Yes.
Like, and Rimmer's doing that with you when he walks away and talks to his people.
I hope he does. I hope he is.
And obviously you're doing it when you walk away and talk to your people.
Absolutely.
Right.
Except I do it in front of thousands of people when I talk talk about him. I rip him in front of all of you.
True enough.
Oh, man, we had some doozies last week.
Oh, the behind-the-scenes talk?
Oh, just talking about people.
I bet. You have anything to say about Bobby Orr?
No, he loves Bobby Orr.
Okay.
But, you know, as you get older, maybe you mellow a little bit, you don't hate as many people. Does not apply to Jeff Rimmer.
Well, that's
why he hates more people today.
That is why you two will get along.
Yes, I hate more and more people every day.
Yeah, I don't. I believe that I have mellowed over the years to some degree on my level of anger and frustration.
It bothers me. It aggravates me.
I know it does.
Because I want to connect with you
and
on hatred.
Well, we don't speak the same love language, which in yours is hate.
Yes.
They always have this, like, what's your love language? Is it physical touch or gifts or acts of kindness? Yours is like utter hatred of every human I've ever met.
You know what? And that's why I get sometimes upset with my wife is she will make excuses for people.
Mm-hmm.
And it bugs the hell out of me.
I've never done that. So
well, I know, and it bugs me the hell out of me when you do it too.
You know, it's funny. My wife hates it when I do that to her. Or she'll just be like telling me about someone who's annoying in her life or her circle of friends. And I'm just like, but you never know. What could they have?
Well, and
she's like,
shut up. It frustrates Kristen because she'll say like, what do you want from me? I want you to get down in the mud and hate people with me. That's what I want. And then she'll do that sometimes, and it's great. When she walks in the door and says, let me tell you about this bitch, it's going to be the greatest night of my life. Then we talk about people and then do it right there on the kitchen table. It's erotic.
And you're screaming out other people's names, but they're all people that you hate.
You!
Right, you're just yelling about people you hate. Yeah, there you go. Very interesting.
That's what makes our relationship work. Me and my wife and Jeff Rimmer. And really you, too. When you get down in the mud with me, too.
Yeah.
You can hate.
I do hate. Well, listen.
You come off as like, I'm a good guy. I love everybody. When you hate somebody, you really hate them.
No, I do. I have my people that are on my list that are, yes, I very much don't like. You hear about them on the show. I'm just saying.
No, but, you know, behind the scenes,
all right,
I mean.
Fine. But I'm saying, like, people are aware when I don't like somebody on the air. Like, you've heard me go there. And like over the weekend, I was saying how much Coach K annoys me. People were like, where's all this coming from? What's that about? And it's like, you know what it's about? He doesn't have any haters. Someone needs to hate on him. That's me. That's where I come in. I'm happy to
I'll
do
tell
that.
You what's the best with you, though, is when you used to stick up for somebody.
Oh.
And then they've wronged you, and now you hate them. I love that.
Sometimes, well, it is that, but sometimes it's also I've stuck up for them and stuck up for them.
And they let you down.
They not even let me down. They've just been bad. And at some point, I'm just, it's the waves of hatred washing over me to say, you know what? Why am I fighting this?
Physical waves of hatred.
I'm a pebble of sand on this beach. I'm going to just ride the tide here. Yes, they are awful. You are correct. Mm-hmm. You do wear me down on that. But it's not that you were wrong before and I was right. It's that you were always right on that.
That's right.
And I just didn't see it.
And look, maybe you're saying, Common Man, why do you think you're so special? You must be new to the show because nobody hates themselves like I hate myself.
Oh, all yeah, right. I know
it's
that.
It's not just me hating other people. It's me hating myself. There I have long said, what self-respecting person doesn't hate themselves?
Well, and I don't know if everyone can relate to this. I'm sure some of you can. If you are in a friendship, relationship, whatever, with someone who truly hates themselves, there are times where Mike and I will argue about him where I'm on his side and he's not. Where I'm yelling at him like, no, that was a good thing you did. And you're like, oh, shut up. You suck. I suck. And I'm like, what? No. How am I getting yelled at by you defending you?
Because you're wrong.
Right. I don't understand that.
No, you're a good person. No, I'm a terrible person. You have no idea what's going on in my head right now. If you could see my thoughts,
right,
you would commit me instantly.
I would be
in the nut house.
Trying to like build you up to say no, but there are moments you're like, don't defend me. I suck. And I'm like, no, but you've got some good qualities. And you're like, shut up. I'm like, all right, I don't know what to do with this. I thought it was a good thing to help your friends kind of find some positives, but no, I guess not.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. What is the game this week, Bonner?
You know, I originally was going to call this game show back when I was banging trivia. Because it was going to be about stuff mostly from the 80s. But then I realized we weren't banging in the 80s. We were, barely a thing in the 80s. So, but it's 80s trivia. That's what it is.
Speak for yourself.
Were you banging?
10 years old.
Right. I didn't think that was, I just mean more or
started
less.
Started early.
I don't know how much of the 80s you recall. I recall little to none of it.
I recall a decent chunk.
Like the Mets won the World Series in 86.
My mom walking around topless. I remember that.
Was that an 80s thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if that happened in the 90s or if that was limited only to the 80s. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I was seven. So
it was in the 80s.
It was 87.
Yeah. Good that you remembered this specific date. Do you know where you were going on vacation?
Yeah. We were going to Florida. Driving down to Florida, we stopped halfway at a motel in Tennessee?
Probably Tennessee. Usually, if you're going halfway from Chicago to Florida, that would make sense, right?
I think the room was $26.
Hey.
Had two beds in the room.
Guess what? There's some of those motels, still $26.
I'm quite sure.
Let them live.
And then my mom, for some ungodly reason, you'd have to ask her, she's still kicking, decided I'm just going to walk out with my top off so everybody can see it.
It's not, I will say, in her defense,
There's no defense.
No, there's light defense. Light defense is you're in a hotel room and maybe for a split second she thought, oh, that's right, Michael's here and I have to, I got to cover up. Or was she just like, look at him? Like, was she screaming at you?
She may as well have. Because I'm 43 years old and it's clear as day.
Yeah.
Clear as day. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.